Hey, happy day. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Promise a man someone else's fish, and you have a lifelong liberal voter. Hey, there is overwhelming evidence that socialism just doesn't work. People keep trying it century after century, right? It doesn't work. It brutalizes the people, and free markets enrich the people, and the majority doesn't buy into that, particularly the young people. They've been brainwashed anyway by liberal professors for a good many years now, and they don't get it. Everybody is thinking that this time it will work, right? Why is it that socialism can fail miserably everywhere it's been tried, century after century, as I've already said, but yet people still have an attraction to it? They want to try it again. Why is that? It's kind of like the fish thing. Hey, you're going to give me somebody else to fish. I don't have to work, and then I can call him names too. I mean, boy, oh boy. Socialists, you know what? Basically, they win because they appeal to morality. They say that conservative people don't want to help other people, and we do. What they don't say is when they're talking about helping other people, it's taking your money that you earn, and you create jobs and different things, and you create all kinds of wonderful stuff, right? And they take it and they give it away to somebody else who doesn't want to do any of those things. I mean, capitalism leads and socialism misleads. Bad. In the U.S. of A. in Boston, the fella, I could never begin to pronounce his name, the Tarzanossi or something. Anyway, he was one of the brothers that did the Boston Marathon bombing. That's a terrible day. Good grief. Ugh. And he just had his death sentence now overturned by U.S. appeals court. And his lawyers argued that even though he's a terrorist, he was a victim of intense media coverage. And his death sentence was unfair because the trial should have been moved to a different city. I would assume he means the city where the fella hadn't killed anybody, I guess. His brother was actually killed in all of this, the shootout stuff that went on. Three of the judges issued this decision in the appeal court. One was a Reagan appointee who dissented, and the other two were Obama appointees. You know, the reaction from the victims has been strong. They all say, for heaven's sakes, kill the guy. There's 280 injuries. Many of the victims lost limbs and suffered other just horrific injuries. Only three people died. Only? I mean, wow, there's so many of those 280 people. They don't have a normal life. Many of them effectively are dead. And this guy now, he's in prison, and he's getting emails, and he can send out Christmas cards to everybody if he likes. The death sentence is an important thing when there's proof beyond a doubt. It's good. A lot of people say to me, but you know what? There's all kinds of examples where years after they've hung someone that they find out that he was the wrong guy. And I say, I get it, but today you have DNA. And in this case, you saw him do it. Then he did. So put him down. I mean, the other side is as many people say, these same people who say death sentences are bad, you know, keep him in jail. That'll teach him a lesson. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be cruel like that. I mean, a mad dog, he's foaming at the mouth. You keep him in a cage for the rest of his life, which could be a long time. I don't think so. You shoot him. Same as you do with a person. Put him down. I mean, why have all that vengeance? And why have that constant reminder? The victims and their families need closures. Goodbye, bad guy. California, you have a Democratic governor there, Gavin Newsom. You know, he's behind in his property taxes yet again. He raises them, or they're always raised because of him at least, and he doesn't pay his, and he owns a winery. And he says, you know, my winery can stay open. Every other winery in the state have to close down, and his didn't. Does that kind of sound like a liberal Democrat to you? No kidding. I mean, wow. This COVID thing is really taking its toll on everybody. It doesn't matter if you're right, if you're left, you know, whatever. In Washington, D.C., they have a boutique food truck industry. I've been there and I've seen it in action like so many other cities as well. I'm just using Washington as an example. I mean, they had 900 food trucks there, pizzas and hot dogs and pretzels. And now there's about 50 or 60 that are left, and they don't do very well. So over 90% of them have closed. It's a big arm, this COVID. I mean, it's a big reach. It's pulling everybody in. I mean, it's just a terrible thing. Now, slavery. This Black Lives Matter and so many other people think and talk about slavery and blacks. You know, there's all kinds of estimates. It's hard to get an actual number, but it is estimated by many academics, if you really dig down into page 312, right, of all of this research stuff, that there were more white people throughout history that have been enslaved than any other color of any other person. Following the cultivation in 1613 of a tobacco crop of size in Virginia, they quickly decided and discovered, of course, that we have a need for more labor. You know, so slavery was the cheapest and the most effective way. So they brought over 300 people from England. Guess what? They're all white. The first slaves that came to America, according to this article at least, and many others, were all white. And the life expectancy of a white slave was 2 years. They picked them up from the streets in London, orphan children and prostitutes and criminals, and they brought them over by the hundreds and soon the thousands. Then, of course, black people started to be imported as well. White slaves in the New World consisted of all of these people that I mentioned, and nobody ever mentions that today. Hey, you guys, become mentioners, because we should know that by 1830, most countries, though, had a abolished slavery. And August 1st, 1834, the abolition of the Slavery Act came into effect, freeing about 800 enslaved people in the British colonies, which of course included Canada. And now Canada became a safe haven for the Underground Railway for the blacks, mostly blacks in the U.S. Slavery dates back 3,500 years or more. Bonded labor and debtor slavery were parts of that slave system. And again, most of those people were white people. They didn't pay their bills, right? You know, and now in Nova Scotia, you have in Canada, you have a senator. She's black and she's urging all Canadians to recognize a particular day of each year. Politicians yet haven't agreed with her. Sure, they probably will someday. And it's all about black slavery. That's when it ended. What about white slavery? I mean, I get how bad it is, no matter what color you are. Boy, oh boy. I mean, it's nice to think that slavery is behind us, but it isn't. Human trafficking remains an international problem. An estimated 30 million people, 30 million people of all colors, many, many white people, many women, white women. I mean, they're enslaved. Accordingly, I think the politicians like this one in Nova Scotia, they should place their efforts to this cause. Deal with the now, baby. I mean, look through the windshield, not the rearview mirror so much. The Christian Heritage Party in Canada. You know what? You can be an atheist and you can go to their website and do some of their readings. And there's a good takeaway. CHP.ca. Go have a look. I mean, it's a good way to live. It's kind of like I've always said about the Ten Commandments. You can be a strong atheist and not believe in anything in the Bible, but live according to the Ten Commandments and you'd have a good life. So have some flexibility. Hey, rigid flexibility, maybe kind of, sort of. Depressing stuff. To lighten it up, here it is, a car accident. In court, the man was being questioned as to why he said he was okay. And actually, he wasn't. The insurance company was part of this case and so on, and he really wasn't. And he was laying on the road. He was hit by a car while riding his horse with his dog by his side, right? And a police came up, and he shot the horse, and then he shot the dog. And then he asked the fella, how are you feeling? So, of course, he said, I'm okay. You'll be okay, and come back, and we'll have more for you from the right. See ya.